Syria has announced a timeline for its withdrawal from Lebanon. The Syrians say they will have all of their troops out of Lebanon by the end of this month, and that would end a military presence that has lasted nearly 30 years. Syria also says it will allow a team from the United Nations into Lebanon to verify this pullout. And today, a UN envoy is in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, to help work out the details of the withdrawal. NPR's Deborah Amos is also in Beirut and joins us now. And Deborah, does this withdrawal mean really an end to Syrian influence in Lebanon?
Well, many Lebanese, Steve, will tell you that it does not. There's, of course, the benign influence. There's lots of intermarriage and there's business partnerships. The borders between the two countries are relatively open and they're very close. However, Syrian troops and intelligence agents have been here for a very long time, and Syria was the undisputed power in the country. They could manipulate politics behind the scenes. They could handpick candidates. Some of the districts were gerrymandered. Even today, in the Lebanese parliament, at least 70 members out of the 128 are considered pro-Syrian, although some of them are now distancing themselves from the Syrians. As the old system falls apart, and it's not really clear what the new one is going to look like, but they still have powerful allies in the Lebanese parliament and at the head of the government.
Now, of course, as we've been reporting, all this began with demonstrations in the streets of Beirut, and I suppose there is supposed to be another opportunity for people to have a voice in Lebanon. There's an election scheduled at the end of next month.
Well, many politicians in the opposition are wondering if that election is going to take place. It's supposed to be at the end of May, but the opposition believes that the government is stalling. Last month, the prime minister resigned, then he was reappointed, then he threatened to resign again, and he's just agreed to form a government. So all of this takes time. That's why there's doubts about having the election at the end of May. Pro-Syrian politicians have a lot of reasons to be scared. It's very likely that they will be voted out of office, although they still have enough power to control the voting laws. But there is a popular mood here to vote against them. And there's another reason for them to worry. As you know, in March, ex-Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri was assassinated, and the United Nations has written a damning report on the government's handling of the investigation. There's charges of incompetence and destroying evidence at the crime scene. So some politicians at the top of the government could be worried that there will be a tribunal rather than just losing their seats in parliament.
You mentioned this assassination that started the whole process. There was a bombing more recently on Friday. Is it clear who's to blame for that bombing?
It's not at all, but it's changing the city. And there's an atmosphere of anxiety, and that's for a variety of reasons. For one thing, this economy runs on tourism, and last year was the best year in the country's history because of what's called the summer Arabs. They flood Lebanese hotels and beaches, especially after 9/11 they came here because they'd rather be here than the U.S. or in Europe. Now, the bomb last Friday was in a resort town up in the mountains. I drove by the other day. It's very beautiful. There's a fabulous hotel with a spa, a view of the Mediterranean. It's empty now. The other three bombs followed that same pattern, economic targets. 140 businesses have been shut down, Lebanese put out of work, and there's been casualties, three people dead, more than a dozen wounded over the past 3 weeks. In the time that I've been here, you see more security every day. There's checkpoints around the city, the restaurants are empty, so are the shopping malls. The Lebanese are very, very nervous. I've talked to Western sources in the city who say Syria is arming its allies, although the Syrians have denied it. But we do know that the Lebanese Minister of the Interior has issued about 200,000 gun permits in the past few months. And so that is making people very nervous.
Deborah, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
We've been talking to NPR's Deborah Amos. She is in Beirut, Lebanon.